You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
A Colorado sheriff got more than a free lunch after a customer at a local diner paid for his meal and wrote a message of support on his receipt. Elbert County Sheriff Shane Heap ordered his usual at Catalina's Diner in Elizabeth, a blue cheese bacon burger. But when he got his bill, he noticed the tab was paid for, and there was a note on the receipt that said, quote, "I got your number six," and it was followed by the hashtag Blue Lives Matter. "I got your number six" is military jargon that means I've got your back. The U.S. consumer spending appeared to grow at a fairly healthy pace in August, pointing to a solid domestic demand that could persuade a cautious Federal Reserve to hike interest rates on Thursday. The Commerce Department said on Tuesday retail sales have increased 0.4% after an upwardly revised 0.6% increase in July. And finally, Israeli police clashed with Palestinian protesters Tuesday in a third straight day of unrest at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. Police spokeswoman Loba Samri said police entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound early on Thursday morning to disperse a group of protesters who had holed up inside the mosque overnight. The protesters threw rocks, fireworks, concrete blocks, and firebombs at officers. She said two Palestinians were arrested. Five police officers were slightly injured. For USA Headline News, I'm Ed Smith.
You're listening to 100. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
In Mississippi, some Delta State University students are returning this morning to campus shaken from yesterday's shooting and lockdown. Ashley Blackburn tells Fox News the whole thing seemed unreal.
I never knew it would happen like this. First in Mississippi State, and I never thought it would be here at Delta State.
No students were injured in yesterday's campus shooting. One political expert is predicting a tense confrontation between Republican rivals Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina at this week's debate.
There's going to be a lot of tension on the stage, and especially people should keep their eyes on Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina. It seems that those two outsiders are now at the center.
Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says Wednesday's debate will likely include a direct confrontation between Trump and Fiorina as the two continue to trade barbs. Things have heated up between the two since an article in Rolling Stone quoted Trump as singling out Fiorina over her looks. While most eyes will be on Trump and Fiorina, Dr. Foreman believes Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Florida Senator Marco Rubio may have the most to lose from a poor performance in Wednesday's debate. Wednesday's primetime debate will air on CNN at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is recommending that many people in their 50s take aspirin to prevent heart disease and colon cancer. Dr. Stephen Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic wasn't involved in developing new recommendations and says they should be approached with caution.
There are risks of aspirin, risks of bleeding, and even of bleeding into the brain.
The new recommendations are more conservative than those issued in the past, but still too broad, according to Dr. Nissen. They suggest a low-dose aspirin to prevent heart disease and colorectal cancer in adults ages 50 to 59 that have 10% or greater risk of developing heart disease over the next 10 years. Dr. Nissen says taking a low-dose aspirin is beneficial for people who already have coronary heart disease, like those who have bypass surgery, a stent, or heart attack. He says people at extremely high risk for heart disease may benefit from taking aspirin.
For most people who have not yet developed heart disease, taking an aspirin to prevent heart disease is not the right thing to do.
Evening snacks can be fun for kids, but some choices are better than others. Jennifer Willoughby, also with the Cleveland Clinic, says there are a few important things to consider when choosing a nighttime snack for kids.
You want to make sure it's something calming for the children, nothing that's going to rev them up.
Willoughby says you'll want to avoid concentrated sweets like candy. Also steer clear of foods that contain caffeine because it will excite them as opposed to wind them down. Jennifer Willoughby says even popcorn can be a healthy nighttime snack.
As long as it's air popped, you want to go no movie theater butter, low on the salt. But that would be a good snack at night for the kids because it has fiber in it, so it'll also help keep them full.
Oh, to be a kid again. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top of the line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
In Mississippi, some Delta State University students are returning this morning to campus shaken from yesterday's shooting and lockdown. Ashley Blackburn tells Fox News the whole thing seemed unreal.
I never knew it would happen like this. First in Mississippi State, and I never thought it would be here at Delta State.
No students were injured in yesterday's campus shooting. One political expert is predicting a tense confrontation between Republican rivals Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina at this week's debate.
There's going to be a lot of tension on the stage, and especially people should keep their eyes on Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina. It seems that those two outsiders are now at the center.
Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says Wednesday's debate will likely include a direct confrontation between Trump and Fiorina as the two continue to trade barbs. Things have heated up between the two since an article in Rolling Stone quoted Trump as singling out Fiorina over her looks. While most eyes will be on Trump and Fiorina, Dr. Foreman believes Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Florida Senator Marco Rubio may have the most to lose from a poor performance in Wednesday's debate. Wednesday's primetime debate will air on CNN at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is recommending that many people in their 50s take aspirin to prevent heart disease and colon cancer. Dr. Stephen Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic wasn't involved in developing new recommendations and says they should be approached with caution.
There are risks of aspirin, risks of bleeding, and even of bleeding into the brain.
The new recommendations are more conservative than those issued in the past, but still too broad, according to Dr. Nissen. They suggest a low-dose aspirin to prevent heart disease and colorectal cancer in adults ages 50 to 59 that have 10% or greater risk of developing heart disease over the next 10 years. Dr. Nissen says taking a low-dose aspirin is beneficial for people who already have coronary heart disease, like those who have bypass surgery, a stent, or heart attack. He says people at extremely high risk for heart disease may benefit from taking aspirin.
For most people who have not yet developed heart disease, taking an aspirin to prevent heart disease is not the right thing to do.
Evening snacks can be fun for kids, but some choices are better than others. Jennifer Willoughby, also with the Cleveland Clinic, says there are a few important things to consider when choosing a nighttime snack for kids.
You want to make sure it's something calming for the children, nothing that's going to rev them up.
Willoughby says you'll want to avoid concentrated sweets like candy. Also steer clear of foods that contain caffeine because it will excite them as opposed to wind them down. Jennifer Willoughby says even popcorn can be a healthy nighttime snack.
As long as it's air-popped, you want to go no movie theater butter, low on the salt. But that would be a good snack at night for the kids because it has fiber in it, so it'll also help keep them full.
Oh, to be a kid again. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory product services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. We're at 53 degrees right now in Flemington. And it's clear skies, it's calm winds, and no precipitation to speak of. Sunny today, a high of 81, winds light and variable. for tonight, mostly clear, a low near 55, winds light and variable, and mostly sunny skies tomorrow, a high near 85, winds light and variable. Thursday the 17th, mainly sunny, a high of 85, mainly sunny on Friday, 84, mainly sunny, 83 on Saturday the 19th, and partly cloudy skies, 77 on September 20th. It is 55 right now in Tewksbury, 51 in the town of Clinton, 59 at the county complex, 54 Raritan, 54 in Ringo's, 54 in Lambertville, 53 in Frenchtown, 56 Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather. From the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though. We're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little One Republic, the good life. Feel good song when you're feeling good with the weather and feeling good with the times. Yeah, we're closing in on autumn. Feels like it in the evening, doesn't it? Just want to sit outside and enjoy that cool, crisp air. Well, let's see where we are. It is Tuesday. We already made it through our first day of the week. We're on to more. Let's go over to traffic, find out what's going on. Folks are having the good life on the roads in and around Hunterdon County. Well, you go over to HERTTM.com and you can register with them, and they'll send you the alerts that I read to you. Not only the ones that are the highways and byways, but also our local roads. But it's 78 yet again. That's affecting many. 78 eastbound in Bedminster, congestion. County Route 665, Rattlesnake Bridge Road in Bedminster, delays due to volume. And Clinton Township, 78 eastbound area of exit 20, there's an accident. That came out at 745, so you could be experiencing some delays coming eastbound in both of those areas. And, you know, everybody else is going to be watching from the westbound lane as well, so be on the lookout for that. That's Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, it's time to look at what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. We'll see if we can reach out to Michelle and find out if what the Fed is doing. We know that they're going to have their meeting tomorrow and then the results of their meeting on Thursday. So we're still in a holding pattern. And consequently, the markets were pretty boring yesterday. Nothing significant either way, which is a nice step back from the nonsense that was going on the last 2 weeks. At 8:40, we're going to give a call back to Al Warr. Al didn't get to finish some of his investigative reporting and Hunterdon County business reporting yesterday. Two reasons. We ran out of time, and number two, my phone cut out while he was in the middle of his conversation. So we'll bring Al back. He's agreed to give me some more time, so we'll talk with him a little bit more about... I think he's talking about the Small Business Development Center, which is a great resource for anything that has to do with business. So stay tuned for that. At 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today. I'm still here, and I'll be talking about tech. And here's one of the ones that should, A, surprise you, and B, freak you out. And that's the seven things you shouldn't do online. The seven searches you shouldn't do online. And it's going to surprise you as to all the things and how things are getting collected nowadays. So stay tuned for that. That's Tech Today from 10 to 11, plus other things as well that are news-related regarding technology. At 11, it's the team from Patton Heidi & Associates. They come on and talk some things about money. And Joe and Jeannie and Tony and Michelle come on and help us understand everything that has to go on with our money and investments, retirement. And so they bring all that to you. Food for Thought with Deidre Anderson and Annie come on at noon. It's a great time to talk about food, right around lunchtime. And Deidre talks about catering, talks about recipes, talks about menus, talks about restaurant reviews. So listen to Deidre and Annie and get a kick out of their perspective, but also get some really great information about food and food for thought. Meena Singh arrives at 1 o'clock, and she helps people overcome abuse and addiction in Speak Up and Step Out. Meena is a coach, a professional coach, a personal coach. She's a radio show host, and she is the founder of In Awe Foundation and helps people on a macro scale overcome those two afflictions. The Hunter and Food Scout, Gary Malgieri, is not going to be in today, so we're replaying a show from April. We've queued that up, and Gary always brings us some great perspective about menus and restaurants and food in Hunter and County, and Gary just loves doing that. Mr. Sam Soprano is on from 3 to 4. Sam is going to help you overcome your milestones of financial milestones and other retirement type milestones in the future. He tells you how to do it, gives you all the instructions, and hopefully holds your feet to the fire to make sure you get it done. At 4 to 5, it's Joe Peters. Real estate matters. He'd be on from 4 to 5, giving you all sorts of information about the real estate markets. And then we finish up the day with your commute back home. Hopefully not as struggle as today, as this morning, but Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo comes on playing some 60s, 70s, and 80s music for your enjoyment on your way back home on Tuesdays. He puts a little theme to it, and so you can rock to, I don't know, what are your favorite bands? Peter Frampton, little Styx, little Boston, little Chicago, whatever it might be. Greg will bring it on, and you'll enjoy your ride home for Tuesday. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website. Our Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment, right after these messages.
Woke up in London yesterday. This is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Dorr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, we're just talking about Greg Randazzo in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and here's a little Boston to help me with BrandyLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. But before I do that, I want to remind you that the Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2016 Investiture Dinner is the 28th of Saturday of September, and I know that the Prez, Chris Phelan, has got a full house coming to be part of Leadership Hunterdon and adding to the 40 strong that are already ready to go for Leadership Hunterdon. Here is celebration observances for the week and the day. Suicide Prevention Week is finishing up today, but it really needs to be worked on all the time. It's Child Passenger Safety Week. There's some rules about how to have the child in the car and where to have the child in the car and whether they should be having a seat or not. National Assisted Living Week. Listen to Boomer's World on Fridays to help you with that. National Environmental Services Week. National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. International Housekeepers Week. Balance Awareness Week started yesterday. Dating and Life Coach Recognition. Line Dance Week, something to do, have some fun, especially during the winter months, getting some exercise. National Love Your Files Week, National Postdoc Appreciation Week, National Staffing Employee Week, and tomorrow we're going to start National Guitar Flat Picking Days. For today, well, it's Felt Hat Day. It's Google.com Day. It's 8-Track Tape Day. Now, there's something that Greg Randazzo, I don't even know if he knows what an 8-Track Tape is. That's not fair, but he is a little young. It's Greenpeace Day. It's International Day of Democracy. It's International Dot Day. It's LGBT Center Awareness Day. And it's Get Ready Day. celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin D comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com on the 14th reported that Frenchtown Milford Auxiliary Post 7857, the VFW, to collect items for military dogs and handlers at the Milford Alive event. Now, I'll talk a little bit more later in the show about Milford Alive and the bed races over there, but that's a lot of fun. But here is something that is also very important. And want to help a military canine unit? The Frenchtown Milford Auxiliary Post 7857 VFW will be attending the Milford Alive event scheduled for September 26th in Milford. The auxiliary will be collecting items for military dogs and their handlers. Items include monetary donations, non-perishable food, toys, etc. There will also be a bake sale with homemade goodies. So not a lot to go on there, but certainly... our military canines are just as important as our rest of our military, and they need to be taken care of. You want to find out more about the heroes of the canine units, go to canine with the JT over there in Flemington, caninesoldiers.org, and she does a fabulous job in helping the retired canines and those wounded warriors that need a pet, not only for service, but also for companionship. So check out caninesoldiers.org and JT over there and tell them I said hello. But the VFW, thank you for your help in organizing this, and hopefully those that come on by to Milford Alive can contribute and help out our military canines. Love all that community service. That's why we play Vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
From the old Disc Jockey Almanac, Night at the Museum.
This is your birthday song.
That's Jake Cherry. He's 19 today. Actress in Raising Hope, Kelly Heyer, is 22. Paranormal Activity 4, Matt Shively, is 25. Baby Daddy, Chelsea Kane, is 27. Spider-Man 2, Chloe Dykstra, 27. Love Rosie, Christian Cook, 28. Model Poppy Bellavigno, is 29. Reality TV show personality from The Hills, Heidi Montag, is 29. Blue Dream, Caden Cross, is 30. England's Prince Harry is 31. House of Lies, Ben Schwartz is 34. Actress in Eight Simple Rules, Amy Davidson is 36. Brothers and Sisters, Dave Annabelle, 36. Model Actress, The King of Bollywood, Sophie Dahl is 38. Blue Bloods, Marissa Ramirez is 38. Casino Royale, Katarina Murino is 38. From Inception, Tom Hardy is 38. Film director of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Wrath of the Titans, Jonathan Liebesman, is 39. The Good Wife, Dead Poets Society, Josh Charles, is 44. Titanic and The Rock, Danny Nucci, 47. Dan Marino, Pro Football Hall of Famer of the Dolphins, is 54 today. Restaurateur, author, TV personality of Housewife of Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump, is 55. Collateral and The Terminal, Barry Shabaka Henley, 61. Friday Night Lights and Hancock, Brad Leland is 61. England's Princess Anne is 65. What is it with royal people and September 15th? Actor in No Country for Old Men and Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones is 69. Producer, director of Platoon, Oliver Stone, 69. Vulver, Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, Carmen Mora, 70. Writer, director of White Men Can't Jump and Bull Durham, Ron Shelton, 70. Radio personality, O'Brien and Gary, Larry O'Brien is 73. Sugar Shack singer Jimmy Gilmer is 75. Gaylord Perry, Baseball Hall of Famer, is 77. Crew Cut singer Pat Barrett is 82. Lehi Shapiro and One Life to Live, Henry Darrow is 82. The Manchurian Candidate, Henry Silva is 87. Eight Crazy Nights, Norm Crosby, the comedian, is 88. An actor, As the World Turns, and Gomer Pyle, Forrest Compton, is 90 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntjimber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. Here are those crew cuts. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. We're hearing from one of the teenagers arrested over the weekend accused of using a slingshot to fire rocks at cars in the East Valley of Arizona. In a jailhouse interview, 18-year-old Aaron Nottingham tells Fox 10 he was only the driver of the car that he and two friends were in and had no idea what they were planning to do.
I wanted to apologize. I didn't mean for anybody to get hurt. I didn't mean for any of this to happen.
He adds that the three of them were just kids looking to have a little fun. They made a stupid decision, and now they could end up with criminal records. At least six people are dead in flash floods sweeping through southern Utah. Floods hit the town of Hilldale yesterday, washing away two vehicles that may have been carrying a total of 16 people. Authorities say more than a half dozen people are still missing. Hilldale is on the Utah-Arizona line about 40 miles east of St. George. The man suspected of killing a Mississippi college professor and a woman is dead. Authorities say 45-year-old Shannon Lamb apparently shot himself to death. Lamb was suspected of killing Delta State University professor Ethan Schmidt on the campus yesterday. He's also suspected of killing a woman who lived with him. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. Right now, get up to $250 off.
Money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price.
All right, I have the long lost Michelle Heide on the phone from Patton Heide Associates, who's come back overworked, underpaid, and full of information from Washington, D.C. So what's going on, Michelle?
All right. What a great introduction. All right. Let's see. Since we last spoke, yesterday was a relatively light day. A lot of traders took the day off for the Jewish holiday. So we did have the major indices down a little bit. The volatility was down somewhere around 24, so that's kind of come back a little bit from where we have been just over the past couple weeks. And at this point, all eyes continue to focus on the Fed, the Fed meeting, as we all know, because we've heard it about a million times already. The Fed meeting kicks off tomorrow and will wrap up on Thursday, and everyone will be sitting on the edge of their seats waiting to hear whether or not they make the first rate increase. And it's interesting, you know, listening to all different sides of the story, you know, that all of those that are like, there's no reason they shouldn't raise rates. And then there are those that say, well, why would they raise rates? You know, so it's, you know, the continuing conflicting viewpoints that are out there.
So there's a consensus.
You know, that's the hard part. The consensus, it was, you know, it's about 50-50. And, you know, both sides of the argument have very valid points in terms of, you know, raising or not raising. You know, and it's interesting, a lot of the folks that are, you know, bond traders and things are like, well, why wouldn't they raise rates? And then the folks that are more focused on the underlying economic fundamentals and things are like, well, really, we're not out of the woods yet. There's things are slowly improving, but, you know, a lot of the data that's also out there, you know, continues to be, you know, updated and revised. And so even the numbers that we get, you know, someone made a comment, you know, no one trusts the data out of China. Well, sometimes why do people trust some of the data that the U.S. publishes? Because a lot of times, again, it goes through several revisions before we get the actual numbers.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see what Jellin Yellen announces on Thursday. All at the same time, over the weekend, we had Goldman Sachs lowering their forecast in terms of oil prices. And they made a statement that they feel that crude could fall to about $20 a barrel at some point. And it's interesting, and actually Joe and I were chatting about this yesterday at lunch in terms of, you know, you and I have talked about oil prices and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, isn't that a good thing? Well, what the latest research is showing that even though oil prices, gas prices have come down, consumers aren't necessarily taking that quote-unquote savings and redirecting it to other parts of the economy. The other thing that's happening is that with oil prices being so low, a lot of the oil and gas producers have been laying people off because they don't have necessarily the funds to devote to some of those larger projects, especially related to alternate energy sources and things like that. So a lot of the high-paying jobs related to that industry are being cut, which obviously in turn affects the employment figures and that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, obviously the economists continue to keep an eye on all of that to see what's really happening. But I think short-term we'll continue to see some volatility going on in the oil and gas services area. I mean, a lot of folks are saying, well, gee, is now a good time to invest in that sector? Again, long-term, sure. I mean, you should be diversified amongst all sectors, but short-term, I think we might continue to see some pressure there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, in overnight trading, we had the Shanghai market continuing, you know, to have issues in terms of their concerns surrounding growth going on in that part of the world. The Shanghai was down about 3.5%. We had the Nikkei up about a third of a percent. But China just continues to, you know, I don't want to say struggle because they're still growing at a very healthy pace. It's just that, you know, they're trying to figure out how to best address things moving forward. Over in Europe, we have the European markets trading somewhat mixed. We had Deutsche Bank announcing that they're looking to cut about 23,000 jobs, mostly in their tech areas, and they're also going, you know, spinning off their Postbank division. So that's a pretty big cut for Deutsche Bank. And then we also had Italy's largest bank by assets, UniCredit. They're planning on cutting 10,000 jobs. We had German optimism, the German sentiment index, dropping to 12.1 points in September compared to 25 in August. So, you know, just in a month, Germans have definitely cut back on their optimism short term in terms of the European region. And again, you know, all eyes in the U.S., all eyes across the globe are keeping an eye on what the Fed decides to do or not do on Thursday. So I think between now and then, we'll just continue to see, you know, see not a whole lot going on as far as, you know, people taking any positions at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people still in a holding, and it's still in a holding pattern at this point.
That's
so,
right.
You know, I just, you know, I can't wait for us to get to the end of the week so that there's at least some certainty, that certainty being, yes, we made an increase or no, we did not. Okay, then we can at least focus on moving forward. And it's interesting, too, the other thing that Joe and I were chatting about yesterday is the fact that, you know, usually by this time of the year, we start getting forecasts for next year and, you know, the next couple of years. Well, you know, companies aren't really providing much guidance or insight, which is somewhat unusual. So it's interesting to kind of keep an eye on those types of things, because if you look at some of the factors going on out there, it's almost like people are afraid to say anything.
Sure.
But so that's interesting. I mean, you know, the forecast as far as the rest of this year, you know, just based upon what we've seen lately, I mean, most quote-unquote experts out there are expecting, you know, slightly positive across the board as far as the major indices are concerned, but nowhere near what we had seen the past couple of years, which, again, isn't unusual because we've, you know, we've come a long way from the financial crisis. And, you know, even though we've had some normal little blips here and there, you know, things are somewhat normalizing. And depending on which areas you're looking at, you know, certain things might still be a little bit overvalued. So anyway, keeping a close eye on all that information makes our career never boring. That's for sure.
Yes, you got it. So we're in a hold.
In a holding pattern.
In a holding pattern. And we, you know, this happened again in June, you remember? And we were awaiting that.
Oh, yes.
We waited with bated breath, and then they said, no, we're not talking about it now. And so we waited another three months, and here we are again. And if they don't do something, we'll wait another 3 months and go through this.
Right.
and we'll still wait another 3 months, because even if they do move it, then they're going to want the next media frenzy is going to be, when are they going to move it again? So
exactly.
It's not going away.
No. Definitely not.
You know, the point about the businesses giving a forward thinking, analytical.
Right.
Nowadays, because we're such a global economy, I don't know how you do that.
Right.
You know, you're sitting there counting on China at a 7% growth, and then you get the backlash like you did. Japan, the same thing. I don't know how you predict anything than the next 18 months tops.
And
there's a caveat there, because you don't know what you don't know, right?
So, right, absolutely.
And it's good to plan. I don't begrudge anybody for planning, but you do realize that at some point you are beholden to what other countries, other sectors, other economies, other commodities are going to be affected by. So you just have to react to it. Now, here's another one, and I'd love for you to take this one back to Joe.
Okay.
You've heard me before talk about the energy cycle and how just about everything in our midst, all of our prices are supported by energy because of the transportation of, the manufacturing of, products.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, usually we're worried about inflation because prices keep going up. But here's what's happening, and I don't know if anybody's thought through this yet. If energy keeps driving down and the prices keep staying where they are, because nobody has ever come back to you, Michelle, and said, you know what, because oil's gone down, we're going to sell tomatoes 20% cheaper. We're actually having a hidden inflation going on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is keeping the prices level, and they're making more margins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we're talking about a couple of pennies, that's one thing. But now we're talking about, gosh, we went from like $100 a barrel, and if Goldman Sachs is right, going down to $20 a barrel, that's an 80% drop.
Right, that's huge.
And it was $150 a barrel back in 2007 when my lawn guy said, hey, you got to pay another $5 because gas is too expensive, and the airline said you have to pay more fees because airline fuel is too expensive. Who's come back and said, you know what, Chris? You know, we've been enjoying such a nice pull back on energy, we're going to cut prices for you. No, nobody's done that. Nobody.
Nobody's done that. No, still waiting for that one.
So there's a hidden inflation, and I don't know what government entity is keeping track of that, but I'd be really curious to see what's happening there. And that alone should give Jelen Yellen some pause.
Right. Absolutely. I would definitely bring that up for Joe to cover at our 11 o'clock show this morning.
All right. And Joe and who's going to be participating today?
The famous Michelle Heide will
be
back on the air
today. Michelle is coming to the house. All right.
Yes, I'm coming to the house. I will be there. I'm very excited. Right. I haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, we'll have to introduce you to the board and the computer. And
I know, right? Exactly.
Phone. Oh, good for you. All right. Well, it's great to have you back, Michelle. You sound all refreshed and energetic. And
Absolutely.
We'll glean some more information from you from your Washington, D.C. trip, but appreciate it as always. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Thanks, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, Michelle. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, the Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are doing the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock. And they help with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonchamberradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington. We're going to get Al War back on in just a moment.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Huntington Cup. For more details, please visit www.huntingtonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
All right, I got a special edition of Mr. Al War because we unfortunately cut Al off, and I took too much of his time anyway yesterday. So we got you back, Al. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Good, good.
Nice weather.
Yes, it is, and it looks like we're going to be enjoying that for at least through the weekend. That's not bad.
I'll take your word for it and hold you to it.
Well... There's not a lot of things I have control over, and weather is certainly one of them. So, we could use some rain, but I guess we're going to keep going. And maybe we'll get, you know, the condensation and the dew now will help out a little bit. But
I as we have said before, I tend to water everything in my garden every day, whether it rains or not.
Yep.
Well, that depends on how much rain, but usually it's not enough.
Yep. Yeah, that's the way you get those juicy vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting ready to pluck some eggplant that keep coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah. they don't stop, do they? You just keep getting more and more of those.
Well, not until the weather changes.
Yeah.
They,
sure.
Take a rest.
So we were talking yesterday about businesses and getting help and the economic development survey, and there was more that you had to report on that we missed out on. So
yeah, I wanted to talk about economic development in the county. It is right on the table right now, and well should be, because Hunterdon is losing out, it seems to me, on the technological revolution.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that could be done in the county, and the world is sort of bypassing Hunterdon with regard to advances in technology. One of the most exciting things to me that is happening worldwide is 3D printing, three-dimensional printing, or additive manufacturing as opposed to subtractive manufacturing. The old, everybody knows the old machine shops that were around,
mm-hmm.
and some of them still are, where they take a metal blank and grind or chip away the pieces they don't want and end up with a metal piece, a tool, die, whatever, that is used in all kinds of other industries. A very, very vital part of America's development was machine shops.
Right.
Well, those are rapidly going to disappear in favor of three-dimensional printing or additive manufacturing. The most people are not aware. Well, maybe you saw on cable television recently, I saw a little blurb that a young girl was pitching a baseball with a 3D manufactured hand.
Yeah.
These things are they've made hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Recently in Spain, the doctors replaced a sternum and a rib cage with a man. Mm-hmm. All 3D manufactured.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bones. In Germany, they're doing blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan and Israel, they're doing all kinds of consumer products.
Yep.
Even robots are being 3D manufactured these days. So, it is a worldwide phenomenon in technology right now that I frankly wish Hunterdon would take care of. It's well positioned to do so.
Yeah, there's nothing really in Hunterdon that would restrict something like that. It's just
all you need is a computer and the materials to feed into the machine.
Yeah.
Even Staples has recently announced that they will do 3D printing for anybody for anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
And ship it to them, or you can go to the store and pick it up.
And
that's a worldwide in Staples. They're using French technology, not American.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's all over, and it seems to me that Hunterdon is well positioned. And I mentioned yesterday the big Merck facility that's being vacated, or maybe it is already. And that's a perfect place for startups or all kinds of small businesses that could be attracted to the county.
Yeah.
Turn it into an incubator, or just rent out the space to firms that you attract, or the firms that want to get off the ground running. Do 3D printing, you don't need a big front-end investment as you did with a machine shop, which
mm-hmm.
had to have big machines that grind and form the items.
Yeah.
So the industry has changed and is changing dramatically. The products are not only in the medical field, which we just mentioned, but also in tooling and in aerospace. Automotive parts are being three-dimensional printed mm-hmm. these days. You don't have to find a supplier that may be in Japan to supply the materials or the pieces, the parts you need for going into automobiles and trucks and so forth, vehicles. Aerospace.
Yep.
They've even sent a 3D printer into space so that they can make simple small parts on
Amazing.
Site rather than having to lift them off the ground with these big rockets. Anyway, Yeah. The world is changing.
Oh, big time.
As it always does. And there's a jewel.